The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org and may contain explicit language.
Hello, you're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig.
And I'm Olivia LaRoche. You know, a couple weeks ago, our last episode, we played some kind of sad music, I'd say. Some of our picks for heartbreaking songs about the more complicated parts of love.
We did have a lot of fun, and we got some great feedback from you guys, but we're going to pick things up a bit and play some of our favorite new tracks that are getting attention on the web lately. So let's get started. Here is Embers with the song Slow Down. Think of me. Was Embers with the song Slow Down. And up next, we have Mac DeMarco. He's back.
He's return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac.
It does. Mac DeMarco does sound like a R&B singer from 1993, but like in a good
yeah,
way.
But then he turns out to be this like genius psychedelic rock
yeah,
god.
I like it.
Yeah, he's well. Anyway, he has a new song that's called "Passing Out Pieces," and it's wonderful as usual. Wouldn't expect anything less of Mr. DeMarco.
Watching my life passing right in front of my eyes. Hell of a story, or is it boring? Can't claim the care, never been reluctant to share. Passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me. Passing my life, living it out with her side. Listening closely, hearing mostly. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
That was Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco off of his upcoming record, Salad Days.
And now we have a song from Yacht. They have a new single out. It's called Plastic Soul. And I actually was reading about the track, and there was an interesting quote from the press release for the single. Here's the description of the track by the band. It's 2014, and you've awoken to find yourself alone for the first time in months. Your serotonin levels are at an all-time low. For as long as you can remember, you've been relentlessly battered by millions of corporate dollars targeted directly at your valuable eyeballs. And it's still boring. Snapchat sucks. You've even worn out the most exciting long player that came wrapped in a non-disclosure agreement just to delight you. When you think you're losing it, this is your theme song.
Stand back.
That was a new track by Yacht called Plastic Soul.
And up next, we have a track from Emily King. Emily King is a singer-songwriter who's been around for a while, actually. She was even nominated for a Grammy back in 2007.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, for some reason, she's kind of managed to fly under the radar a bit. But her latest single has managed to get quite a bit of buzz. She has this kind of feist St. Vincent thing going on.
I really
on.
Hear the feist, especially like a feist from Let It Die.
Yeah, totally. A little more almost like jazzy, mm-hmm. You know, her vocals especially. But anyway, I like the song a lot, and this is called Distance.
That was Emily King with the song Distance. And moving from a feist comparison to a feist collaborator.
Ooh.
Like that segue?
Yeah, very good.
This is Kevin Drew with his new song Good Sex.
Sex it never makes you feel hollow. Good sex it never makes you feel clean. Good sex it's gonna get you with a fun line. Good sex it's gonna die with all my needs.
but I'm still breathing with you, baby. Yeah, I'm still breathing with you, babe. Good sex, it's gonna take you in the highlight. Good sex, it's gonna take you actually. It's gonna die on the knees. Oh, but I'm still breathing with you, baby. Yeah, I'm still breathing with you, babe. Good sex, it never makes you feel clean. Good sex, it's gonna get you with the fall line. Good sex, it's gonna die with all my needs.
That was Kevin Drew with the song Good Sex, and up next we have Future Islands with their new track, Seasons, parentheses, Waiting On You. How do you say that? Are you supposed to say the parentheses? Seasons, Waiting On You.
Seasons, pause, pregnant pause, Waiting On You.
Is
That was Future Islands with Seasons Waiting on You. And now we have a another installment in band names that are difficult to Google.
Yeah.
We have a song from a band called Sails. They're a relatively new band. They're an Orlando-based duo. And they put out this track called Chinese New Year, January 31st. And here it is.
And actually, Chinese New Year was January 31st.
Well,
What great timing.
Great timing.
That was the band Sales, spelled S-A-L-E-S, not with an I. And that song was called Chinese New Year. And up next, we have new music from our beloved Tokyo Police Club.
Love them.
They're back. And they wrote a great song. They've been on hiatus for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a new track called Hot Tonight. And they have a new record coming out called Force Field. And judging by this single, it's going to be good.
Can't wait.
Standing in a world with the streetlight sun, I don't keep my sneakers wide. All I really got is the name and the plug to get me to another life. And I wonder what you're doing tonight.
That was Tokyo Police Club with Hot Tonight. And now we have a track from Cloud Nothings, another band that's putting out a new record this spring that we're very excited for.
Yeah.
The new record's going to be called Here and Nowhere Else, and here's a cut from that record, I'm Not Part of Me.
It starts right now, that's the way I was before. But I can't recall how it was those days anymore.
That was the new track by Cloud Nothings, I'm Not Part of Me. And I have to say, their upcoming record, I would say, is my most anticipated record of the year.
Even more so than Tokyo Police Club.
Yeah, I would say so. I think the Tokyo Police Club album is going to yield 2 to 3 great singles, whereas Cloud Nothings will be great front to back.
Yeah. Huh. Well, their records come out around the same time, so maybe we'll have to do a little compare and contrast for another episode sometime.
Deal.
Cool. And up next, we have a track from Angel Olsen. Talk about records that are amazing.
Yeah, seriously. And she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, and well-deserved. Mm-hmm. I think her voice is just unbelievable. It just does so many different things. It's really captivating.
Yeah, it's got this really cool vibrato that, you know, almost shakes while she sings. Yeah, creates a really cool effect.
But anyway, so she just released this new record called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And here's a cut off that record. It's called Forgiven Forgotten. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.